Welcome to Old South Church in Boston. Welcome in the name of the God of Miriam and her timbrel, the God of David, harpist, lyricist, and choir master. Welcome in the name of Bach and Amorifio, in the name of Hampton and Ellington, in the name of the god of chant and hymn, the god of strings and keys and didgeridoo, god who strums the branches of the trees, whose singing is in the wind, whose rhythm is in the tides. God who strums the branches of the trees, composer God, under whose baton each day is a stately minuet, and each evening an orchestration of colors and tones. Welcome to Old South Church in Boston as we celebrate Global Song Fest with professor, performer, and musical director Amanda Powell. Combining gifts of musicianship, leadership, and storytelling, Amanda brings songs and stories from her travels around the world into worship. Today, she will invite us to experience a deeper connection to ourselves, to one another, and to the Spirit through full-bodied singing and worship. We invite you all to visit our website, oldsouth.org, to find out more about this progressive Christian church, about our ministries, and about how to get involved. Visit oldsouth.org/Sundays for access to the worship bulletin, virtual friendship pad, community hour programming, and more. And we do encourage you to sign in the chat feature or at the virtual friendship pad. Let us know who's out there. Your presence and participation add to the beauty and complexity of our worship and our music this morning. And now let us continue our worship as we raise our voices and our hearts in song.
In India, there's a beautiful and difficult instrument to play called the harmonium, and it serves as a drone or foundation for a lot of Indian ragas and music. This is a smaller version and a much simpler version of a harmonium. It's called a shruti box, and it's a bellowed instrument like an accordion. You squeeze it, and the air forces through it and allows the sound to be made. We'll use this song as our this instrument as our foundation for Ray McKeever, who's a Canadian composer's beautiful song, Comes a New Song. It's all about celebrating the music that comes from every corner of God's creation that allows us and invites us to go more deeply into the heart of humanity. La 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 and every nation, from every people and every tongue, from every corner of the whole creation, comes a new song that must be sung. From every tribe and every nation, from every people and every tongue, from every corner of the whole creation, comes a new song that must be sung. From every tribe and every nation, from every people.
Hello, everyone. Cuando el pueblo del Señor alaba a Dios de corazón, suceden cosas. When all of us are gathered together as God's people, it's time for amazing things to happen. And that's what this song from the Spanish Caribbean celebrates as we sing it together. I love to sing the refrain bilingually, first in Spanish and then in English. And if you've never had any experience with Spanish, that's completely okay. Just try your best. It sounds like this. Hay sanidad, liberación. Se siente la presencia del Señor. And then we sing it in English. Our hearts are healed, our fears released. We feel God's holy presence as we sing. Now, I love to do movements with this, but since I'll be playing the piano right now, you'll have to create your own. Our hearts are healed, our fears released. Released, we feel God's holy presence as we sing, or you can make up your own. All right, let's try the chorus first. It sounds like this. Hay sanidad, liberación, se siente la presencia del Señor. English. Our hearts are healed.
Our hearts are healed. hard to have music without dancing, right? Do any of you like dancing? Or do you dance secretly when no one's watching? And I know dancing is sometimes intimidating and can be so much easier and fun when we're all dancing together. And the truth is, there's no wrong way to dance, because dancing is all about moving the bodies God gave us. So we can all dance. You can bob your head or tap your feet or move your whole body while sitting, standing, or even lying down. So today there's a dance that I would like to teach you. It's really simple. It's huge in South Africa, and our president even asked us to do it. It's in the Zulu language, and everyone around the world is dancing to the song. And I don't want you to get left behind. Two things to remember. One is we're counting in fours, and two is we're typically going to start with the left leg, and I put something on my left leg, so you always know what my left leg is doing. Okay. Here goes. So you're going to start with your left leg, and we're going to count to four. One, two, three, four. Right. One, two, three, four. Alternate. Left, right, left, right. That's the first part of the dance. Right, left leg. One, two, three, four. Right leg. One, two, three, four. Left, right, left, right. Second part of the dance is we're going to turn, and when you turn, just stand on your right leg and cross over your left leg to your right. Put it down and then put your right leg next to it. Three, four. And then that's the second part of the dance. The third part of it is we're going backwards. And when you go backwards, you start with your right leg. One, two, three, four. And that's the dance. And then we basically start over again. So we start with your left leg. Left leg, one, two, three, four. Right leg, one, two, three, four. Left leg, right leg. Left leg, right leg. And then we turn again. So you stand on your right leg. Cross over your left leg to your right. Put it down. Put your right leg next to it. Three, four. And then with your right leg, go backwards, one, two, three, four. And then with your left leg, we start over again. Now that we've got that, we are going to put it to some music. Music and song and dance. Thank you for our moving bodies, that we get energy and rejoice with them. May we always remember that you are moving through us. And we all say, Amen.
Del Evangelio según San Lucas. Ahora, ese mismo día, dos de ellos iban a un pueblo llamado Emaús, a unas 7 millas de Jerusalén. Hablaban entre ellos sobre todo lo que había sucedido. Mientras hablaban y discutían estas cosas entre ellos, Jesús mismo se acercó y caminó con ellos, pero se le impidió reconocerlo.
Il leur demanda: de quoi discutez-vous ensemble en marchant? Ils s'arrêtèrent en baissant le regard. L'un d'eux, qui s'appelait Cléopas, lui demanda: êtes-vous le seul à visiter Jérusalem qui ne sait pas ce qui s'est passé là ces derniers jours? Que s'est-il passé? Demanda-t-il.
Sumagot sila ang mga tungkol kay Jesus na taga Nazareth, isang propetang makapangyarihan sa gawa at sa salita sa harap ng Diyos at ng buong sambayanan. Ibinigay siya ng aming mga punong pari at ng mga pinuno upang hatulan ng kamatayan at ipako sa krus. Subalit umasa sana kaming siya ang tutubos sa Israel. Bukod pa sa mga lahat ng mga ito, ngayon ang 3rd araw mula nang mangyari ang mga bagay na ito. Binigla pa kami ng ilan sa mga babaeng kasamahan namin. Maagang-maaga pa lang, nagpunta sila sa libingan, ngunit hindi nila natagpuan doon ang kanyang bangkay. Kaya bumalik sila at sinabi sa amin na nakita sila ng mga anghel na nagsasabing buhay si Jesus. Pumunta sa libingan ang ilan sa amin at natagpuan nila na gaya nga ng sabi ng mga babae, hindi nila nakita ang bangkay ni Jesus.
他们走进所要去的村子，耶稣好像还要往前走。他们却强留他说：“时候晚了，天快黑了，请你同我们住下吧。”耶稣就进去，要同他们住下。
Iare re aduci di jom lewona. Aja vorobe alevora. Avo mataranya avanea. Kimo matlo avona avulera. Bana ba bamotseba. Pela ashirella.
Gracias a Dios.
Gloire à Dieu.
Salamat Panginoon Dios.
感谢主.
Relavora Mudimo.
Good morning. Greetings to you all at Old South Church. I'm so glad to be with you, at least in some format. And thank you deeply for the invitation to be in your midst. And I'm hopeful that in the future we can be together live in worship at some point. I bring you greetings from Cleveland, Ohio, where I live with my 13-year-old twin daughters. Here I work as a teacher and sing with orchestras and also serve a disciples church. But I grew up in the United Church of Christ, and in fact, my uncle Ken Powell served at a UCC church right down the street from you in Sherbourne, Massachusetts. I've also heard about Old South for a lot of my life, and for many years, because of our mutual connection with the Throckmorton family, I served alongside Hamilton Throckmorton at Federated United Church of Christ for 7 years. So this morning we heard scripture that is commonly referred to as the Road to Emmaus scripture. When I hear this story, I like to imagine the scene centuries ago of these disciples wandering down the road and talking about all that had transpired in the past days and weeks and months. They sort of amble along and talk about Jesus and his teachings. I mean, they were following this man up until the last moment of his life and believed in his teachings of love and forgiveness. And then he was killed in such an awful way. Subsequently, when the body was buried in the tomb and then the women went to go anoint the body, they discovered the body was gone. In some versions, there's this angel that appears and tells the woman that Jesus has ascended into heaven. But we don't hear about a big fanfare where there were fireworks and Jesus shooting like a rocket into the sky. These were the Easter fantasies I had in my mind as I heard the story as a child. So these two disciples, these two people are walking along and discussing life, death, political realities, and wrestling with all that has happened and all that is to come. Well, it sounds kind of familiar to me, and it helps me to contextualize my own exploration of faith and to find meaning in the scripture by thinking about the story in the context of my own life in modern times. I think about these two people walking along and having a conversation about intense and confusing things that are happening in their community and in the larger world, and I can completely relate to that. It's the only way I can spend time with my friends today during this pandemic is by walking together outside. And so through that lens, we are also wrestling, like the disciples were, with the things that are happening in our world today. You'll hear my friends and I say things like, can you imagine that he was suffocated to death because he was believed to be guilty without a fair trial simply because of the color of his skin? Can you believe that a virus has killed so many beloved people and yet people still don't believe that it's a real thing? Can you imagine children being separated from their families who are trying to find a better life for generations to come? As the disciples continued to walk along the road to Emmaus, we know that Jesus showed up hidden, in a hidden form, a mysterious presence. And Jesus acts like he has literally no idea what's going on and asks these disciples to tell him about what has happened. So he accompanies these two disciples until they come to a place where they can have a meal and rest. And it's not until Jesus offers a familiar gesture that the disciples recognize him in the breaking of the bread and realize that it is Jesus who is in their midst. So I got to thinking about this as I imagine this story in today's climate. And in the midst of turmoil and challenge, where might I find Jesus walking along this path alongside of me as all of us navigate so many challenges, as we converse about those things together, as the disciples conversed about the challenges of their day, where do we find Jesus along the path? Though a mysterious man doesn't usually appear on the path next to me and or my friends, I find the grace and love and the inclusive nature of Jesus in music and songs that accompany me on the journey. I particularly find these gifts in songs of the world, the global church. For me, it's not because of the interesting rhythms or the beautiful melodies, which I do love. Instead, for me, it's because of the people. The people who are writing and creating these songs, improvising these songs as a part of their faith, and passing these songs down to their children and their church communities and to the world. It is the people and their stories that move me to have hope and to find a deeper faith. The power and presence of Jesus' love and grace lies in the music. and the stories for me. I have been on an up and down journey in my own life, as I imagine you have experienced as well. The path that has led me to today has been harrowing and amazing and unexpected. Back in 2001, I was a college student and was studying opera. I felt isolated in the practice rooms where I spent time daily working on my vocal technique. I grew up in the church making music and was leading worship since I was about 12, and I really thrived in being in a community and using music as a means of connection. So I really missed that, spending time working on the artistic perfection that I was being asked to cultivate at the conservatory. So for one of the summers, I applied to go to Southeast Asia with other college student musicians to engage in a music-making connective experience with people in Southeast Asia. This part of my journey completely transformed my life and has directly led me to being here with you today. In Southeast Asia, I started in Bali, Indonesia, and traveled through Cambodia, Malaysia, Singapore, through China, and into Mongolia. And all along the way, I made music with people and heard their stories. We walked together through music, through the killing fields of Cambodia, and into the Gobi Desert of Mongolia with nomadic farmers and their families. We all walked together through the sharing of music of the world. I came back from that trip completely changed and began to share stories and songs from my time there. And before I knew it, I was inviting people onto a spiritual path through songs and stories of the world. And this became an important part of my ministry. These songs of the world, they aren't my songs. And I understand that it's a privilege that I can invite people into this music that has been offered by the beautiful people, God's children, who create these songs. We are invited into these rich songs to find the stories of humanity. And I'm always trying to navigate that balance between respecting and honoring the culture from which these songs come, and doing my best to keep that context of culture and human realities a priority in my research. And yet, at the same time, I recognize that there is a deep invitation in these songs for me, for us, to learn something new about our faith, about our brothers and sisters, our siblings in the world, and to integrate these stories and songs with my own stories and place on my own path. So these songs have taught me about the world, myself, and my faith. A number of songs have accompanied me deeply and played vital roles in my faith journey. And many of these songs we've woven into today's service. One of these amazing songs is a piece that we're going to close the service with called Woyaya. As a child, I would listen to this song sung by Kim and Reggie Harris and sing along to it on long car rides. But this song found me again just a few years ago as an adult, and it strikes me how much it speaks to the current times. It was written by a band who is originally from Ghana. The words say, "We are going. Heaven knows where we are going. We'll know we're there." This is the kind of faith that I don't know if the disciples on the road to Emmaus had. Did they have a sense as they were talking to one another that all would be well, that they'll know that they've arrived when they arrive? I highly doubt that they had that sense of foundation and trust. I know that I do not feel like that daily right now. Every time I wake up in the morning and read the newspaper, I am often distraught and confused. But I have adopted these words of Wayaya as an invitation to keep moving, to keep going, and to acknowledge that it's going to be hard, it's going to be muddy and rough, but together, if we're journeying together, we're going to get there, wherever there is. That idea brings me comfort on days when things feel overwhelming and impossible. I am really excited to sing Wayaya together with you at the end of our service. Another song that has accompanied me on my journey is Cuando el Pueblo. My children are Latinx. Their dad is from South America. And though I am not as fluent in Spanish as I would like to be, this language has become a very integral and important part of my life for the past 20 years. When I first learned this song that comes from the Spanish Caribbean, I immediately fell in love with the words. It's totally my kind of theology. When God's people lift their song and from their hearts sing praise to God, it's time for wonders. Or in Spanish, it's time for amazing things. This song leaves this open-ended pathway before us. What wonders will come when we work together, when we sing together? What amazing things will happen along our paths? The song says, our hearts are healed, our fears released, and we feel God's holy presence as we sing. I tell congregations, and I'll tell you now, these words are a prayer of intention. Just because we're singing together, it doesn't mean that our hearts are totally healed or that we've released all of our fears completely. Instead, this song serves as a prayer that is asking for these gifts in the midst of our coming together to sing together and praise God. We are singing and praying this into being together along the path. And this song brings me great hope on the days that feel dark and isolated. I remember these words. And even though I can't be present with you and in Boston and hear your beautiful voices and know that you're singing harmony with me, I know and trust that you're singing alongside of me from home. And you know that I offer this song in that same spirit. Even just that knowledge of coming together in community to make music can bring us to a deeper place with our faith. There have been so many songs that have accompanied me on my spiritual path, as I'm sure that there have been for you. Perhaps this week you might reflect on music that has been nourishing, healing, or comforting on your journey. Songs that have brought the grace and love of Jesus right next to you as you navigate this path. Lastly, I want to share with you a very special song. I was 26 and leading music at an event in Kentucky. I walked into the worship space to see a gorgeous woman dressed in an ornate gown playing a haunting melody on a wooden flute. When she had finished playing, I smiled at her and told her how beautiful it was. I said, I love that melody, Wayfaring Stranger. She smiled with patience and a deep knowing and said, well, yes, many people call this melody Wayfaring Stranger and attribute it to the Southern Appalachian Mountains. But my native people have been singing this melody for centuries and passing it down from generation to generation. She said, this melody has many names in many native languages, and it became an anthem for my people as we walked along the pathway of the Trail of Tears. She said, I call this song the Sacred Circle. I sat there and listened to her story unfold before me, the tale of her experience with this song. Later, I asked her to share this song during worship, and she surprised me yet again by not only playing the beautiful piece on her Native American flute, but also by singing words that she had written in English to accompany the melody. When I think of the words that I know to Wayfaring Stranger, I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger traveling through this world of woe. But there's no sickness, toil, nor danger in that bright land to which I go. Those words are very much about being on that path, traveling along that way that we keep talking about, and trusting that there's a bright land at some point, that we're going to get there. But now listen to Catherine's words. Oh, life is like a sacred circle. When we walk the good red road, we dance to pray, we pray to heal, We heal to live. We live to dance. We dance to pray. We pray to heal. We heal to live. We live to dance. It got me thinking, because in my mind, I was imagining this road to Emmaus, this wayfaring stranger road, this difficult path that we are on. I imagined it as this road heading into the deep distance. Sometimes it looked like the desert, with not a lot of signs of life around me. But Catherine's language and imagery helped me to recognize that perhaps we are all walking in beautiful, sacred circles. We hand off our songs to one another. We hand off the stories of our faith to one another. We pass along our resilience and our hope to next generations, and we continue to circle the sacred path. These words brought a new depth of understanding God's love to me. We aren't just wayfaring strangers walking alone down a narrow path in the desert. We are together dancing and singing and praying together on paths of love and grace that are in beautiful circles of God's time and space, bigger, greater than we can ever understand. I pray, as you walk along this good red road, that you are accompanied by songs that heal your heart, release your fears, and invite you to dance, pray, and sing along the good red road. Thank you for God's still speaking voice ever in our midst. Amen.
Will you pray with me? To the Creator God, Master of the Universe, the Holy One, from before time and beyond time, who spins the stars and planets, who causes the sun to rise and the moon to set, to God of Earth, our home, and of the people with whom we share this globe, blue and green and turning in space, to God we give thanks and praise for earth and sky and sea. As the sunflower lifts its face to the sun for warmth and life, so this day do we lift our souls to God for warmth and life. In prayer, we name before God the continent of Asia and all its inhabitants. Asia, Earth's largest and most populous continent, site of many of the first civilizations, birthplace of most of the world's great religions. Peace and plenty and health, we pray upon the people of Asia and upon its precious flora and fauna. In prayer, we name before God the continent of Africa, its average population among the youngest of all the continents, the only continent to stretch from the northern temperate to the southern temperate zones, Africa, widely accepted as the place of the very origins of humans. Africa, with its 54 sovereign states and 8 territories, peace and plenty and health, we pray upon the people of Africa and upon its exquisite flora and fauna. In our prayers this morning, we name before God the continent of North America, with its 579 million people in 23 independent states. Peace and plenty and health, we pray upon the people of North America and upon its flora and fauna. In our prayers this morning, we name before God the continent of South America, a tropical land whose peoples congregate near its western and eastern coasts, South America of the Andes and the Amazon. Peace and plenty and health, we pray upon the people of South America, upon its astonishing profusion of flora and fauna. In prayer, we name before you, Creator God, the continent of Antarctica, Earth's southernmost continent. Antarctica, Earth's least densely populated continent, the coldest, driest, and windiest among all the continents, most of which is covered by ice a mile thick. Antarctica, containing 80% of the world's freshwater reserves. Peace, plenty, and health, we pray upon the hardy people of Antarctica and upon its rugged flora and fauna. In prayer, we remember before God the continent of Europe, located entirely in the northern hemisphere, comprised of 50 sovereign states, tracing its lineage to ancient Greece and Rome. Europe, whose Renaissance humanism, exploration, art, and science led, for better and for worse, to the modern era. Peace and plenty and health, we pray upon the people of Europe, upon its flora and fauna. Finally, in prayer, we lift before God the continent of Australia. Australia, the smallest of the 7 continents. Australia of low-lying arid to semi-arid mainland and 2 mountainous islands, New Guinea and Tasmania. Peace and plenty and health, we pray upon the people of Australia, upon its flora and its fauna. Will you raise your hands in a posture of blessing that we might together bless this beautiful, fragile, and precious earth? Peace and plenty and health be upon God's whole earth, upon its peoples and upon its precious flora and fauna. Amen. And finally, we pray to God, the God of the whole earth, asking God to bless and magnify our intentions to love the world and its people, God's earth and its species back to health. Bless, O God, our intentions to celebrate difference, to cherish skin colors, accents, languages and dialects, varied cultures, creeds, and religions. In the name of the God who made all the earth, all its peoples, and all its creatures, we lift heart and voice, intoning together that prayer prayed by Christians across time and around the world, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. And let the whole church say, Amen.
Mayen te weis an doi ako. 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 Your will be done, be done.
We come to worship this day not alone, but in the company of one another. We share our happiness with each other and it becomes greater. We share our troubles with each other and they become smaller. We share one another's griefs and burdens and their weight becomes possible to bear. This is the rhythm of community. May we never be too afraid to give, nor too proud to receive. For in giving and receiving, we learn to love and be loved. In giving and receiving, we encounter the meaning and mystery at the heart of our faith. This morning, we will receive our Neighbors in Need offering. This is a special offering of the United Church of Christ, which supports the wider church in a variety of justice initiatives, advocacy efforts, and direct service through grants. And this year, the Neighbors in Need offering will also go to support congregations who've been struggling economically due to COVID-19. To give to the Neighbors in Need offering, go to oldsouth.org/Sundays or click on the Donate button. Once you're in the giving portal, be sure that you select the line item Neighbors in Need. All other gifts given today will go to further our ministries of beauty, justice, and mercy here in Boston. This morning's offering will now be given and received.
This amazing song that comes from the Xhosa people of South Africa is a freedom song that was sung often during the anti-apartheid protests of the 70s. We sing it today as the words tell us that the journey is long, but we walk together, we break bread together, we're on the way, just like the disciples were on the way on the road to Emmaus, and Jesus appeared to teach them something new, still, even after he was gone. Hambanati.
Hambanati. Hambanati. Kululu wetu.
Hambanati.
Hambanati. Kululu wetu.
Hambanati.
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 Kululu wetu.
The table is ready, and Jesus, singer of hope and healing, invites us to come and join the song as we eat and drink together. So come, you who sing with joy and abandon. Come, you whose song has been stilled by sadness. Come, you who are afraid to lift your voice. Come. Jesus is here to lead the harmony of love and acceptance. Come, you are all welcome.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to God.
Let us give thanks to God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Ever creating God, in the beginning, you sang the universe into being. There was light and there was darkness. And there was music, the twitter of birds, the croak of bullfrogs, parents singing to their children. Through the years and even today, lullabies and laments mix with psalms and silent prayer, bringing hope and healing in our times of sorrow, while brass bands in the parks, jazz, rap, and hip-hop fill the air with energy and joy. Even though at times our lives have been less than harmonious, and we forget the words of your song of love, creating dissonance rather than harmony, your music and your musicians continue to surround and sustain us.
And so with Miriam and Hannah, David the shepherd boy, and Mary, mother of Jesus, we raise our voices in song.
For this communion litany, all you have to do is repeat after me. The opening words are just words of celebration and joy, just syllables. So we'll sing them at the beginning and at the end of our communion litany.
Lelo, lelo, lilo, lelo, lelo, lilo, lelo, lelo, lilo, lelo, lelo, lelo,
the one who comes in the name.
Covenant God, we give you thanks for Jesus, singer of your song. We remember how his very life sang of your love as he healed young and old, rich and poor, and taught us to live in peace and justice with our neighbors.
We remember then that on the night he was betrayed, Jesus sat with his beloved disciples one last time, and after breaking the bread and pouring the wine, they sang a hymn before going out into the night. He was crucified and put to death, and it seemed the song was silenced forever. But God, you raised him from the dead, and our laments turned to rejoicing. We knew that the song would never die. And so we proclaim in heart and voice that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again.
God of holy mystery, fill us with an awareness of your Spirit as we tune our ears and our hearts to the cries of the world. Grant us courage and persistence as we join with voices around the world to bring about your reign of peace and harmony. Amen. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. As we break the bread, we remember life broken for us.
Jesus said, I am the true vine. As we bless the cup, we remember life poured out for us. Take and eat, take and drink. For all things are now ready.
How amazing it is to journey with one another, even from afar right now, as we get creative in our approach to worship and collaboration. I learned this amazing song that is from a group from the country of Ghana when I was a child. It was on a recording that my family would listen to on car trips. And I loved it even back then, even though I didn't have an understanding of it like I do now. And I'm sure I'll look back in 20 years and have a different understanding of this song. But I think it really speaks to the time and the place that we are right now. It says, we are going. Heaven knows where we are going. We'll know we're there. We will get there. Heaven knows how we will get there. But we know we will. It will be hard. We know. The road will be muddy and rough. But we'll get there. Heaven knows how we will get there. We know we will. Just like Jesus walking on the road with his disciples on the road to Emmaus. They were unsure of what was to come. They walked along that road in grief. They walked along that road living into the mystery of all that had happened. But they trusted in something bigger. And then, as they later invited Jesus to eat with them, and he broke bread for them and with them and was revealed, suddenly their path seemed a bit more clear. So I hope that your path might be a bit more clear after just singing some songs and spending some time together in worship this morning. The refrain of this song is a word, wayaya. It's kind of untranslatable. It's like, on the way, we are going. Sounds like this.
Wayaya.
Let's try it again. Add harmony.
Way-ay-ya. The Road Ahead by Thomas Merton.
My Lord God, I have no idea where I'm going.
I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end. Nor do I really know myself, and the fact that I think I'm following your will does not mean that I'm actually doing so.
But I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you. And I hope that I have that desire in all that I am doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire.
And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though I may know nothing about it.
Therefore, will I trust you always, though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death?
I will not fear.
For you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my perils alone.
Go in peace.
Yen zu dir Unidung sei, will uni sei erfahren. In dazu shining through the dark.